Hello, and welcome to Not the Tech Dirt Podcast. We already had one of those this week, so we have another snippet from my other podcast, Control-Alt-Speech, except that I wasn't around to record it last week, so this is actually my co-host, Ben Whitelaw, with our absolutely amazing guest host, Alice Hunsberger, discussing Meta's newly announced policy regarding how it will handle and moderate AI-generated content. The discussion gets into the very real challenges and tricky trade-offs involved in this process, and I think is a really interesting and fun discussion. If you want to hear the entire episode, including other discussions about AI, how Elon Musk is somehow fighting with the entire country of Brazil, and also how LinkedIn is trying to stop scammers on its platform, please go and subscribe to Control-Alt-Speech in your podcast app of choice. But for now, here are Ben and Alice talking about Meta's plans to label AI-generated content.
But just to give an overview for people who didn't see this story, basically Facebook is changing its policies around AI-generated content on the back of a oversight board recommendation, the kind of pseudo Supreme Court that is independent, but it's funded by Facebook and by Meta. So this recommendation suggested that Meta needs to broaden its policy around AI content. It was used to be very narrow. It used to be that it was only generative AI that had made somebody seem to say something that they hadn't, that was going to be pulled down from the platform. Then this incident came forward where Joe Biden was kind of manipulated to seemingly touch his elder granddaughter. That was referred to the oversight board. And they basically said that that policy is too strict. We need to kind of broaden that. Facebook have gone away and taken a look, and they are now agreeing that that is the wrong approach. And they're broadening how they kind of view generative AI on the back of that. And their response is to start labeling content. And so you will see a lot more on Meta platforms, a little label that says made by AI. That label will appear if a user indicates through the upload process that it was made by AI, but also Meta have some clever technical ways of being able to distinct AI content from other content. So this is a big change for Meta. We're going to see lots of changes on the front end and some changes to the kind of user upload process. What are your thoughts on this, Alice? How confident are you that this is a step in the right direction?
It's definitely a step in the right direction. There's two separate threads going on here. So one is, are we able to accurately detect and label all instances of some kind of manipulated media, be it AI generated or not? And that's more of an existential question now because AI is making it much more possible. But, you know, we've had Photoshop for a gazillion years. And so
what are your Photoshop skills like, out of interest?
Oh, mine are non-existent. Yeah. Which is why, AI makes it very easy for people like me to now create images that I couldn't before. But I think it does speak to, you know, every platform has had some kind of policy on manipulated media forever, even before AI. Trust and safety people have been dealing with this issue, but the scope of it is bigger now, and the possibilities are more endless. And so the question is, for major news things like this Biden example, then we'll be able to label it and say, hey, this isn't true. But that's not necessarily going to be possible for fake images of non-celebrities. They might not get the same kind of labeling or detection possible. So that's one part. And then the second part of this decision is around making sure that the intent and the harms of manipulated media are considered, as well as just whether an image is real or not. So the recommendation from the Oversight Board also talked about don't remove manipulated media completely if there's no harm being created. Like if somebody's, you know, posting something in good fun, and even if it's significantly altered and could mislead somebody in some way, you also have to think about what are the repercussions of that? Because there's free speech, satire, parody, art, all kinds of reasons why somebody might upload a photo of a celebrity that's not true, that aren't going to necessarily like harm democracy or some other major issue. So they're trying to sort of separate the harms caused with the proliferation of manipulated media with potentially labeling and paying attention to those cases where it really is going to make a difference.
Right. And to what extent is that the kind of right approach? Because I remember back in during COVID, there was a real spate of platforms who started using labeling to identify false or misleading posts and to try and kind of separate those two things, like the proliferation versus the harm. And I guess to your point earlier, the onus on the user to kind of decide for themselves whether this was actually true or not. I mean, I don't know how kind of successful that was, but do you feel like that this return to labeling is a kind of first step and a good one in helping people understand what is AI media and what isn't?
Yes and no. So the reason why it's good is because exactly what I was talking about earlier with our other story, the more that people recognize that the ways that AI can be used and the ways that AI can be used to manipulate you, then the more skeptical people are going to be. So if they're browsing on Facebook and they see a gazillion labels that say, hey, this is probably trying to mislead you. Hey, this is also probably trying to mislead you. Hey, this thing might be trying to mislead you as well. Then they're going to start getting skeptical. And I think that's a good thing. The bad part of it is if people get too used to relying on labels to tell them whether something's true or not, then if something isn't labeled yet, they may be even more likely to believe that it's true because it doesn't have a label. So therefore, I won't be skeptical about this one. And so I worry that it won't be a complete solution, especially when people are just sort of lazily scrolling and aren't necessarily there to apply all of their critical thinking skills. But I don't know, you know, it's definitely better than not labeling at all or not saying anything at all and just leaving people to guess completely. So I'm in favor of it. Generally, I just think this is the beginning of a conversation about how to treat things like this, not the end.
Yeah. And one thing that the announcement made clear is that certain warnings, certain labels will appear more prominently for certain types of harm as well. We didn't get to see what that looks like just yet. But apparently that is something that they will do is grade the labeling to make it more prominent, to make it more visible in, I guess, feeds in contexts where it's important for the user to see that, which I think is good. The devil's in the detail about what that actually looks like. And then the other thing that I think will be interesting to see is the extent to which other platforms follow suit here. So, you know, Facebook Meta is working with other platforms to kind of create common technical standards that help identify generated AI media. And so, yeah, the fact that they've kind of done this suggests that perhaps others will follow suit. So I'm fully expecting platforms to also say that they're going to start labeling more content, which I think brings the efficacy of labeling back into view again, because it's, I would say, somewhat fallen off the radar of certainly me and less in fashion with some platforms than it was a few years ago. So we might see a rise of labeling once more.
And that's it for this snippet. Again, there is much, much more that you can hear in the full episode. And if you subscribe to Control Alt Speech, you will get each and every new episode as soon as it drops. So please go check it out and subscribe.